Hi, my name is Lemlem Rijo. I'm the interim general manager at KPFA. And I just want to reiterate what Greg said earlier about the atmosphere here and how much more relaxed it feels than previous meetings. Because I had the last meeting in Berkeley in September, I felt like I was on trial. And I feel much relaxed now. Thank you. I want to thank KPFT for their hospitality, for the great work they're doing. I want to thank you for making pledges to KPFT, and we're going to make this a tradition, and every time you come to a listening area to meet, we're going to solicit some funds from you. I think it's a fantastic practice. I thank Teresa for that idea.
So,
in the interest of time, I'm just going to be very brief and give you an overview of different components of the station that I manage. In administration, some of the objectives we're working on is organizing the paid and unpaid staff. As you heard earlier from the election supervisor, we had some issues of who unpaid staff are, how we categorize them, how we screen, how we manage them. So we've already done some work towards that. We've identified unpaid staff by position. We've collected a lot of personal information from them. But we'll continue to do even more in terms of having them sign compliance statements, etc. In finance, the budget for fiscal 07 was approved with a contingency to reduce the salary line item by about $54,000. We have completed that successfully.
That's incredible.
Also in administration, we are planning to do a sensitivity training, a diversity training, as well as we've implemented a plan to do professional development for producers as well as engineers. So our former operations director, Jim Bennett, has already begun training new volunteers to operate the board. And our chief engineer and the department heads are drafting a plan on how to upgrade producers' skills. In operations, we've done some technological upgrades, specifically two boosters we installed. I can't take credit for one of them. It was installed before my time in south from us in the Santa Cruz area. Santa Cruz Mountains expanded our listenership there a little bit. And recently, we're testing another booster in Mount Diablo area, and we're looking for a site to install a booster in an area called Auburn. And we're hoping that will bring us, it will at least expand our listenership to a potential listenership of 50 to 100,000 people. There is some cost associated with this. We decided to do the investment because we feel it's important that as many people listen to KPFA as possible. In web development, I was very happy to hear, even though I had a lot of questions and concerns about the issue of licensing and distribution, I was very happy to hear that we're actually taking a step to embrace the internet and other mechanisms to distribute content. I would like to hear more from Dave, maybe both Dave and Rob, about what we may be doing wrong currently, because as far as I'm concerned, we do distribute content, and a lot of it, because we get a lot of hits on our website for archived material and podcasts. In the area of development, we continue to do what we've always done, planning fund drives. Our last fall fund drive was short about almost $100,000 of goal. We have recouped some of that from a telemarketing campaign we implemented right away and web campaign. And we're only short about 60,000 now. And we're going to recoup that with a direct mail appeal.
With a what?
A direct mail appeal, an appeal. We would like to expand our publicity. We have a publicist / a public events producer who's been with the station for a long time, who has many connections with local newspapers and print media, who sends a lot of information to them about special programming. We're doing our ongoing programming. But we'd like to provide him with some interns so that he can do even more and we can do more publicity. I'm sorry. I would like to go back to operations. I just wanted to touch a little bit about the CPB grant to do the HD radio conversion. We opted to decline the grant this year. Partly, we didn't have a choice because there was a management switch at the time when we had to sign the agreement. But when I spoke with CPB afterwards, they were willing to offer. They were actually pushing it on us. But having consulted with the various engineers, I wasn't convinced that the benefits outweighed the cost, so we decided to just wait a little bit. I hope that was a wise decision. It's a very difficult position to be in when you're responsible for so many major things like, you know, directions, you know, whether you make, yeah, so... Anyway, I hope you appreciate the stress we feel when we make these decisions. We are working hard to increase our funding from private and family foundations in our area. We started working on it last year, prospecting, and we've increased our solicitation. We haven't received any grants yet, but we increased the amount of money we ask for annually by about 25% so far, and we'd like to upgrade it to 50%. That will bring us up to about $120,000 received from grants outside of CPB.
That's an applause line.
In the area of programming, we just hired an interim program director. That is the line of applause. Because KPFA has been operating without a program director since for 7 years. And that's ridiculous since our product is programming and we haven't had anybody to manage it. Our interim program director's name is Sasha Lilly. She is a former producer of a noontime show called Against the Grain, which is very reputable. She's highly skilled, very smart. She's also a writer, like Greg. So she will be generating a lot of press releases and getting our name out. Right now, her first objective and she was hired the second week of November, so she's been on the job for about 10 weeks. And one of her first objectives is to assess our schedule, to gather audience data, to do community needs assessment, to analyze financial impact, and draft a plan for change. She worked really hard helping with the Pacific Area Archives fundraising, providing a lot of information. Actually, a lot of KPFA, many KPFA staff contributed to those 2 days of fundraising, including going down to LA and pitching. We have an apprenticeship program. It's a training an affirmative action training program we've had for over 20 years. And the only reason I'm mentioning it, although they do an outstanding job training themselves, providing the station with a lot of human resources on a voluntary basis, producing a weekly program called Full Circle that is fantastic, raising money. I mention it because it is a model that can be used by other stations to develop a training program. It's only women and people of color are accepted into it. The LSB elections, as you heard, had many kinks that we have since straightened out some of them. We've straightened out since. Some of it will continue to improve. But I would like to just mention the fact that a lot of staff, including myself, worked really hard to make it a success. And it's sometimes disappointing to hear only negative criticism. So that said, we can leave that. LSB relations. We're working on it. Chandra Hoffman is kindly helping me define our roles and responsibilities and figure out ways for the LSB to actually support management and work with management. And I'm looking forward to committees being formed so that I can work with some of them and other staff can also work with them. ADA report, just, I'm sorry, one more minute. ADA report, I was happy to see in the packet that Francie Mueller has submitted some recommendations. With that and the data that was gathered by the Access Committee, now we can hopefully plan some short-term goals at least.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So,